This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
But right now we head out to the Fan Hotline. It's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And it is where we find our good friend, Alex Stumpf of MLB.com. Alex, as always, thanks for joining me, my man. Cubs 8, Pirates 3, Paul Skenes with a little bit of a stinker on the hill. I'm not reading too much into Paul Skenes in the fact that maybe, you know, he looks a little bit less sharp than at times in his rookie campaign a year ago. How would you assess, you know, the first month plus of the season for Paul Skenes, and are you concerned at all about what you've seen out of him in 2025?
Man, how good do you have to be that, you know, 272 ERA or 274, whatever it is like ringing the alarm for a couple guys here? You know, I'm not, you know, dogging on the question there. It's fine to ask, but like, I'm not worried. The velocity was there for, it felt like the first half of today's game, you know, a couple 99s flirting with 100. There's some breaking stuff there. There's intent. Just sometimes you don't have it. And, you know, even the best pitchers, yeah, you know, you make 30 something starts, about six of them, everything goes right. Six of them, nothing seems to go right. And I feel like this is one of those six that didn't go so right. And you know what? Five innings, three runs is not exactly a horrible line anyway. That could get you the win, you know, plenty of times. So is what it is. I'm not worried at all about him.
Well, yeah, and the other thing too, and I actually didn't bring this up in the first hour of the show when I was talking about this, like, I don't really think it's much of a coincidence either that one of, if not the top offense in baseball, depending on what team statistic you look at, was able to get to Paul Skenes in a start today.
Yeah, I mean, it's a team that's been familiar with him. If you really are looking for any reason for concern, I guess if you're a pessimist or whatever, Cardinals seem to hit him harder than the Cubs did today. So maybe it's one of those things that if you get, you know, four or five cracks at the guy, you could eventually run into a couple. That is, you know, really stretching, you know, just at least in my opinion, you know, possibilities of, okay, how could this not end up being a really good season for Paul Skenes?
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking to Alex Stumpf of MLB.com. Alex, as a couple of South Hills guys, what is it about fellow South Hills native Ian Happ just torturing the Pirates every single time?
Yeah, he is a monster. And I remember talking to Ben Narr about it. They were, you know, Little League buddies, you know, way back in the day. So he's always had a knack of hitting here. I think the Pirates are going to be quite happy to see him leave town.
Yeah, no kidding. We'll talk about Bednar in a moment because I've got a question there as well. But as far as today goes, again, an 8-3 loss to the Cubs. No Derek Shelton. Son graduates from college, so insert Donnie Kelly. One of the things that I was a little not concerned, but just questioned was exiting Joey Wentz and inserting Kyle Nicholas, and then another run was given up at that point. What would you kind of, I mean, it's obviously a peculiar situation because Shelton will be back, but like, how do you kind of assess the spot start, if you will, for Donnie Kelly as the Bucs interim manager for a game?
No, I think it was mostly fine. Like you said, that was a decision that did not pan out with Kyle Nicholas, and Nicholas is in a tough spot right now, but you know, he still has really good stuff, and I don't necessarily blame him, or if Shelton would have made the same move of, you know, trusting stuff in that situation. And then I think the only really other decision that might raise an eyebrow is going to Hunter Stratton whenever it's a two-run game there, but you know, he's got to work back. You got to give him his innings as he's working back. It's a two-run game. Your win probability odds aren't that great anyway. So for what it's worth, nothing really. I'm like, oh, my God, what was Don Kelly thinking today? It was just a spot start. And I think, I mean, nothing, but I would take a very good guess that Shelton and him had a long game prep for how this game would go, like they always do, even whatever Shelton's managing. So,
yeah, no, that's a good point. As far as the bullpen goes, and we talked a lot, Alex, throughout the offseason leading up, man, ton of lefties. And it looks like that at times has kind of hindered the Pirates' depth as far as righties go that are available in the bullpen on a day-to-day basis. Obviously, Dennis Santana dealing with a death in his inner circle, so he's on the bereavement list, so that kind of takes things down as well. How does that potentially get fixed in the interim, and does a call-up, whenever it does happen, of Bubba Chandler help fix, you know, the right-handed depth in the bullpen?
I mean, Bubba coming up could potentially do it because it will force the Pirates to make a decision on what they should do with Connor Majinski. Do they option him to the minors and keep going down this path as a starting pitcher, or do they put him back in the bullpen where he had, you know, some good runs of success? That would be a potential solution. Not to say it. I don't know which way the Pirates are leading at the moment. They have been pretty steadfast of this is his opportunity right now. Getting Kyle Nicholas, you know, right would go a long way. Like I said, I think the stuff's there. It's just not being located right now. If he could figure stuff out, that would really help this team. Holderman, same thing right there. I'm going a little higher register, I guess, for him. I feel a little more confident with Nicholas than Holderman at the moment, personally. But, you know, like we saw Bednar, you know, start off this season, you know, shaky. He had that really bad end of spring training, but in my opinion, since he's come back up, that curveball's looked a lot sharper. He looks like he could be a contributor to, you know, late inning, you know, leverage type guy. You just need a couple guys to right the ship, I guess, is the best way out of it. I don't know if there is a real solution internally to, or in AAA, to help fix the right-handed side of this bullpen.
Yeah, only one earned run in the month of April for Bednar. And as we kind of shift the talk into the former Fightin' Planet, what have you kind of noticed? I know you had mentioned the curveball since he's been back up with the big club, but what have conversations been like with Bednar since he's been back? And have you noticed maybe a little bit of change by the way he's talking and obviously what he's doing on the field? Do things seem a little bit more back on the upswing for David Bednar?
I think things are back up on the upswing for him. Seems like there's a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, with sure. It, which is very human. I don't blame it at all. I probably have the same reaction, you know, right there. Nobody expected him, you know, whenever he break camp, that he would be sent down before the, you know, first week is through. So I think he wore that. I think he used that as fuel. He, not saying he wasn't, you know, ever not motivated, but, you know, sometimes it can go up to 11, I guess. So I think he's been able to channel that. The stuff that he showed in the Dodgers game and the Dodgers game where he got the save, and then the curveball that he ended his last save against the Cubs, some of the best curveballs I've seen from him since 2023. There was no point in 2024 that I thought he could just drop called curveballs on the low outside corner the way that he has, you know, coming up here. So I think the pitch has taken a positive step, which is what he needs. Like, the fastball is good, but he can't live off it alone. He needs a secondary pitch. If he has that, that can drop it for strikes. Hitters can't sit on the fastball.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I think that's going to be a huge difference for him.
Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates Personal Injury Law Firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan hotline right now, we're chatting it up with Alex Stumpf, covers the Pirates for MLB.com. O'Neill Cruz, Alex, has been the hot topic of conversation, a big-time bright spot in the Pirates lineup for the better part of the last, you know, several weeks or so. And I was at the game today, and I'm going to nitpick a little bit at Cruz. I'm going to go back to the bottom of the third inning, the RBI double. It seems like there was a little bit of jogging going on to second base, and with Cruz's speed, he can turn doubles into triples, and at that point, you know, it doesn't make too much of a difference because he's brought the run in. But as far as, you know, the effort that Cruz gives on a day-to-day basis, you know, play-to-play basis, I guess, is that still a valid, you know, question mark for, you know, fans and people like me to say, man, is he giving it 100% 100% of the time?
You know, I get it with the body language that he can, you know, sometimes exude. I could also tell you, I think I could count on one hand how many, you know, parts I've been around in my years covering that work harder than this guy. Like, he is one of the toughest workers that he's, you know, he's put in extra time in the outfield before games. Saw him do it every game this series. You don't normally see that from any established major leaguer, let alone someone, you know, who's off to the type of start he is. He sees that he's working to get better. He wants to be great. And I think that's a great motivator for it all. He doesn't want to just be a good baseball player. He wants to be a great one. That's why he puts in the extra effort, you know, to steal as many bases and be as effective as he is there. The pop, where it comes from. So, yeah, in hitting on the point on the double, I will say Henry got a late break on that. So I didn't really see much of a pathway for Cruz to get to third base because there is a chance Davis might have to, you know, hold a third there. I get how it looks. I've had discussions with scouts, with people inside the organization that, you know, about like how it sometimes looks, appears. I'm personally not concerned. I know a lot of people with the Pirates aren't either. They know they're not putting a ton of stock into the body language because they know the effort that he's putting into everything.
That actually makes me feel better about the question I asked you, so I appreciate the insight there. As we look ahead to the weekend, Alex, you go from one really good offense to another, three against the Cubs, now three against the Padres, obviously all in friendly confines, but as this team is 12-20 through the first 32, and you've got a really good ball club coming to town this weekend. I mean, I'm not incredibly optimistic that the Pirates are able to get a series win here. I mean, you've got Mitch Keller tomorrow. How do you kind of assess this series as the Pirates face the Padres starting tomorrow at 6:40?
I mean, they haven't won back-to-back series, I think, since the trade deadline last year. So, really, any series, you know, is pivotal to just try to, you know, turned around what's been a pretty rough 3 months of baseball. Is what is like the Padres, though, are a very good team. That NL West is there, they could produce potentially four playoff teams in it.
Yeah.
And the poor Rockies are just going to get beat up on all year. It's a really good team that's coming to town. Paul Skenes obviously isn't going to pitch in that series. you got to, I feel like it's the same talking points that we've been hitting on this year. Like, you've got to get some offensive production. You got to get, you know, your starting pitcher to go deep into the game. The stuff that they haven't done enough, you know, through 32 games, you know, this season's 20% done and they have 20 losses. I don't think you have to, you know, be a mathematician to know what type of pace that is. You got to turn things around, and the longer and deeper you go into the season, the tougher it's going to be. I get injuries are part of this, and, you know, Nick Gonzalez should be jogging soon. Spencer Horwitz is on a rehab assignment. Maybe the cavalry's coming, but you can't wait for them to, you know, get here to, you know, try to right the ship. You've got to get going. The best day to do it would have been yesterday. The second best day to do it is today. You know, they're in that boat right now.
Alex Stumpf, he covers the Pirates. You can read him at MLB.com. Alex, as always, my friend, I appreciate your insight. I appreciate you hopping on. Before we let you go, real quick, if you had to give a guesstimation, an estimation on a Bubba Chandler timeline, how close do you think we are getting on seeing Bubba in a big league uniform?
I touched on this in my newsletter. I think he's going to be fully stretched out by the end of May, so I'm looking into May, early June.
There you have it. Alex Stumpf, appreciate you, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me on.
There he goes. Check him out at MLB.com, early June. Jolie, what do you think as far as Bubba Chandler? I think that's a pretty fair timeline, early June. I think they're going to do it at home. I think at the earliest you could see it maybe next weekend in that Atlanta series, which would be the same sort of timeline that Paul Skeens was on last year. But I think if I had to take a guess, when you see a big league debut from Bubba, they have 7 at home from May 19th to the 25th against Cincy and Milwaukee. My guess is somewhere in that series.
So Paul Skeens was officially promoted on May 8th last year. You know what? Alex thinks it's going to be where, like, the Pirates, on, they have an off day on May 8th. They could announce Bubba Chandler is being promoted, and then he can start one of those games of the Atlanta series. 1 year exact to the day that Paul Skeens was officially promoted. Maybe they could have him make his debut on May 11th, just like Paul Skeens did last year. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that'd be pretty wild. And you say May 11th, because the 11th last year was the Saturday, but the 11th this year is a Sunday, and that is a, if you do the, you know, follow the rotation, that is a day that Carmen Majinski is scheduled to pitch. And a lot of people, myself included, think that if it's going to be somebody to exit the rotation, it'll probably be that guy to the bullpen.
So I'm going to meet in the middle and say May, around the middle to late part of May. The Pirates have a 7-game homestand, all NL Central opponents, Cincinnati for 3, Milwaukee for 4, beginning on May 19th. So I'm going to guess within that 7-game homestand is where we'll see Bubba Chandler and maybe get 2 starts. You have him play the first or second of those 2 games against Cincinnati on Monday the 19th, Tuesday the 20th, and then he can pitch again, a second opportunity for fans to see him on either Saturday the 24th or Sunday the 25th. So I'm going to say a couple weeks from now, middle of May.
It'll be must see. I think the kid's going to be really, really good. We took a caller from where the Pirates, the Pirates opponent this week, caller from Chicago. We now take one from who the Pirates will see this weekend, Steve in San Diego, before the break. What's up, Steve? How are you?
I'm on a train headed to work in downtown. I'm looking at the ocean the whole way down.
I am jealous. I am looking out at a window at very overcast Pittsburgh. I think we're getting some more rain out here in the Berg here coming up soon.
Well, the good news was I was able to watch the game this morning because it was on MLB Network out here. Skeens didn't look like he had his normal stuff today. He looked like he had a little struggle on the mound. I think he gave up, 3 home runs, and he only had 3 strikeouts, which is very abnormal for him. He's allowed to have an off day. I mean, he's a young guy, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean, we're just looking at, I went to the Skeens game up in LA, and I went to the afternoon game at Anaheim. So I live in North County, San Diego. So I'm like 45 minutes to Anaheim and like an hour and a half to LA. And so I was able to swing my schedule to go to those games. And the guys look good, those games. They look really good, got run support, everything else. I think the biggest issue right now is the run support issue. I mean, having Cruz in the first slot, has definitely woken his bat up and woken up the game and getting runs early on. But they're just, they get those early runs, they don't have anything behind it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Steve, are you originally from out there, or are you just a displaced Pittsburgher in California?
I'm a displaced Yinzer.
Nice. Well,
I went up to the Steelers Raiders game. I went up to the Steelers Chargers game. You know, this year Rams game last year. I'll go up to the Steelers Chargers game this year up in LA.
Well, very cool. Very cool.
Penguins Ducks, Penguins Kings game. Anytime the guys come into town, I go.
That's awesome. Well, enjoy the rest of your evening, Steve. Thanks for the call. I was at that Steelers Raiders game as well. SoFi, I think, is definitely a bucket list stadium. Allegiant was really cool in Las Vegas. And we were talking about during the draft, Jolie, they announced the NFL schedule release. I think it's May 14th. So obviously that got the boys in the group chat buzzing about that's obviously when the schedule gets set in stone and we can start talking about road trips. And I think number one on the list so far for the Nasty Boys is Chicago.
Nice. That's hopefully there won't be any crazy weather during that. Maybe some wind, but
probably some wind.
Hopefully no rain or ice or snow or anything like that. But Chicago's fun. Have you ever been there before?
I have not.
You'll like it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's part of the reason why I want that to be the trip, because you want to go places that you've never been before. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at SouthHillsKia.net. The Pirates talk continues for the rest of this hour, so hit up 412-928-9370 as we react to the Buccos a fifth way through the season, on pace to lose 100 games in 2025. How do you feel about it? 412-928-9370. I'm Jack Kilgrove. It's Fan Evening Show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.